I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. It's estimated that one in three people report experiencing anxiety about dental appointments. Dr. John Camisi is here to talk about managing dental anxiety. Dr. Camisi is an associate professor of restorative dentistry at the James B. Edwards College of Dental Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Camisi, is dental anxiety something that dentists see routinely, and is it typically a part of the dentist's job to help patients manage anxiety?
Yes, Bobby, it is unfortunately an issue that many people suffer from, and dental anxiety can affect just about anyone. So it's very essential that the patient communicates with their dentist so that both parties understand that situation and that they can find ways to help overcome the anxiety.
Well, what are some of the things that can be done in this scenario to help adults manage their anxiety related to going to the dentist and dental procedures?
There's quite a few things that can be done. One of the things that we commonly try to recommend is breathing exercises to help a person relax, closing their eyes and breathing through their nose and holding their breath for a few moments and then slowly exhaling through their mouth. That helps to open up the blood vessels and provides oxygen to the body. That's a nice way to do things. Meditation can be also very helpful. Sometimes hypnosis is used for some individuals, and that helps them overcome that anxiety. Dentists can also use conscious sedation, nitrous oxide, to sometimes help to alleviate that, and it can calm people down. However, anti-anxiety medications may be necessary, and they'll have to consult with their primary care physician regarding that and the types of medications that might be available to help. So talking with mental health people, primary care physicians, can be helpful, but there's no single best answer.
And tell us more about scenarios where a patient might actually get conscious sedation to help with anxiety in the dentist's office.
Conscious sedation is a mechanism by which a dentist who has certification in that arena can provide drugs and medications to help patients be a little bit more relaxed. Also, sometimes nitrous oxide, otherwise known as laughing gas, can be used. That can be helpful in having the patients become more relaxed in the office. It doesn't always work, but it's very helpful in many cases.
What additional options might be helpful if someone is actually avoiding going to dental appointments and now their oral health is being neglected?
The longer that a person postpones routine dental care and examinations, the more challenge and the more problems of the underlying factors can come to bear and grow and become even more difficult to treat. So early intervention is always the best way to manage this. Find a way to help get the anxiety as controllable as possible, and then get the appropriate care as soon and as rapidly as possible.
Dr. Camisi, thanks for this information about managing dental anxiety.
You're very welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.